Good morning. Our scripture that we read in this morning is from Luke 9, 51 to 62. Our gospel reading is the key to understanding what is going on in this reading is the opening phrase, "He set his face towards Jerusalem." This is the moment in Luke's telling of the story where Jesus turns his focus on the center of religious and political power, and everything else becomes secondary. Following his way will require singular focus. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set towards Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. And as they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as you go, as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
I mean prayer. When I started out in ministry in the United Church,
get there.
step up on the rail, and the overwhelming tendency is to look down at your feet because you want your foot to land on the rail. Wrong. Mm-hmm. No, don't do that. What you have to learn is to look to the end of the rail. Look to the far end. Stand up straight. Be light on your feet. Look to the end of the rail. And move one foot forward until you feel the rail under your foot. And then balance that way. And walk the end of the rail. Now, everything in you is going to look down. Resist that temptation. Stand up. Be light on your feet. Find your balance. That was the game. And they learned it. They learned it over the years. They got so that they could walk along the rail quite easy. I wonder
if there isn't something like that practice in the mind and heart, even subconsciously, of Jesus. Perhaps that's something of what he was talking about when he set his face towards Jerusalem. Because honestly, folks, Jesus was coming across a little harsh in his insistence that you need to just leave everything behind if you want to follow him. I mean, did you hear that in the gospel reading? Did it make you a little uncomfortable? Did you hear how cranky he sounded? Someone says he wants to follow Jesus wherever he goes, and Jesus replies, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Not sure exactly what he was getting at, except perhaps that you need to be ready for some discomfort and a lack of stability, and perhaps you need to travel light if you're going to follow this way. Don't expect comfort and stability on this road. But that's a pretty cryptic way of coming to that message, I think. To another, Jesus issues the invitation to follow. This one, as any good child would do, says, "Lord, let me first go bury my father." Sounds reasonable, even respectable, admirable. Not to Jesus, at least not to cranky Jesus. "Let the dead bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yikes. Another prospect accepts the invitation, but also has a perfectly reasonable request. "Let me just go and say farewell to those in my home." And this time, though, Jesus gives us a clue. Jesus says, the one thing that allows me to somehow make a little bit of sense of all the crankiness, and that is, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. You can't put your hand to a task like this, to a life like this, to a gospel like this, and have "yeah, buts" in the mix. There is no "yes, but" here. That seems to be the common denominator. It's a "yes, but." You can't commit to love and hedge your bets. You see, think of it from Jesus' perspective. He has just set his face towards Jerusalem. They say that twice in this one reading. He has been healing and teaching and preaching all through the north in the area of Galilee and Samaria, preaching a way of radical love and liberation that has truly caught fire, but caught fire among a very particular cluster of peoples folks who find themselves on the fringe of society. He has noticed that it's the social outcasts, the vulnerable, the widows, the orphans, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, that gravitate to his message of unconditional love. And he's decided that he needs to go to the source of all the alienation that all of these people who are attracted to this message and all the pain, the source of that, which happens to be Jerusalem, the center of the political, social, religious life of the community at the time. It's time to take the good news of radical love and liberation to the center of the life of faith in the community. Take the love and justice to the heart of things, and you will be challenged. It will not be easy. This is a time for him when he will need to focus all of his energy. That's what's going on in him. For him, there is certainly no yes, but. There can't be. Don't look down at the details of life right now. Keep your eye focused on the horizon of love and justice. And don't look back. Don't look to the sides. Focus. Light on your feet. Make your way. Well, today, Kelly and Renee brought little baby Zachary to be baptized, saying yes to the way of love and justice with him in Christian community. Lynn and Galvin declared their commitment to this path that we are on together. And Wally and Eileen and Susan and Pam all joined in as we all said yes to the gospel way. And we have no illusions that life is not full of people and life circumstances that force us to make trade-offs. Like every one of the people who first followed Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. I mean, we say a resounding yes today to the liberating way of love and justice that Jesus taught us, to the gospel way of freedom in Christ. And as we do so, Jesus reminds us that the real challenge of this path is focus. And the tendency of the world and life is to knock us off our rail, to make us afraid that something immediate is about to need our attention that is inconsistent with the love and justice that is on our horizon. But today, we say yes to that love that has no conditions, that has no buts. Whatever comes our way, whatever is beneath our feet, Jesus' way of love will be the thing that we focus on. The horizon of our life, the beautiful commitment that we hold together in common, that gives, and it's that very commitment and that very horizon that gives us the balance and the lightness of our on our feet so that we can walk what Jesus called, in another place, the narrow path. And we can walk it with confidence and with joy, with trust, that as we take the next step, the rail will be beneath our feet. Amen. As we take the next step, if we keep our eye on that horizon of love and justice, no matter what is changing in our midst, as we travel lightly on our feet, God will guide us. Or, as they sing in the South, got my hands on the freedom plow, wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Keep your hands on that plow, hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your hands on that plow, hold on. Amen.